Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, coming to you from Carson City, we're joined by Lance Gilman, partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Benjamin Griffith, Brian Wachter, and Susan Fisher. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome Lance Gilman, partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors of the program. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Good morning, Sam Shad.
So, wonderful.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Always. Interesting things developing from the Tesla project that you've got going at the Industrial Center. First of all, I mean, that place is huge. We've talked about it before.
Yes.
The pad is a mile long and a quarter mile wide, and everything is going vertical, correct?
Yeah, and add a little detail. Actually, the building is designed inside, not the pad itself. The building footprint in the building will be over a mile long and a quarter mile wide and 70 feet clear. They've done the first 20%, I believe, of the building is underway, and they're ahead of schedule, so they're happy with where they're going. I noticed in the paper yesterday, I believe, that they're advertising for 30 permanent jobs with Tesla right now. I think that's the first permanent jobs company-wise that they've offered, but that's on the street today, this morning. That's fun.
Now, we've been talking about the Tesla effect in Northern Nevada for a long time, but you are seeing it in unbelievable ways because it's helping you develop another part of your business.
Truly, yes, it is. Well, it's interesting. I've been Lance Gilman Commercial Real Estate for, 30 years here in the market. We did Double Diamond Ranch, South Meadows, and so we've been doing it a long time. I do have a history, however, in residential. And so with all of this new wave of new business coming in and the executives and the relocation services, there's a real growing demand for housing. And so I've started to have questions asked, well, how about and where should we and where should we relocate and et cetera. And so we just were successful in closing a transaction. Actually, it's going to close tomorrow, so I'm a little ahead of myself, but with the Pennington Estate. And I think that's probably one of
the, if I can just jump in,
yeah, please.
Bill Pennington was the former owner of Circus Circus and owned a magnificent mansion Last time I believe it sold was around $14 million, correct?
I don't know that it ever sold before, because this is not the original home with a golf course. This is the one that he built in 2005, he and his wife. And so the home went up in 05, and then I think Bill passed away in 2011 or thereabouts. So the trust has been kind of liquidating a lot of the properties. But it is a state-of-the-art, magnificent home. It's as fine a quality as you would find anywhere in the globe today. It's just amazing.
And you have people now who are approaching you for executive-level homes like this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we're going to open up what we're going to call L. Lance Gelman Residential Real Estate Services, and we're going to really focus in the beginning on the executive housing side. But I see in the future that we'll expand that as well and start assisting with relocation services, and those are all very important. And once you make you have an opportunity to become acquainted and you make a friend or a confidant out of a company like that, they like to continue the relationship with the association, and why not? So,
well, now it's interesting. In talking to quite a few business people, they've said to me that despite all the optimism in Nevada, that they still have concerns that the economy, you know, potentially could go south again. And do you think that there's enough housing being developed in northern Nevada to accommodate the growth that you're seeing literally coming out of the ground?
There is an interesting comment along those lines, perhaps a sidebar, but there has been an expectation of seeing instant gratification. It's like McDonald's. Let's go through and get our meal instead of waiting for a... Well, Tesla is a five-year project minimum, 60 months. We're going to graduate four graduating classes. And so tomorrow morning, we're not going to wake up and all of a sudden with a tsunami wave of all of this. But the Tesla effect is being felt already. And the folks are coming back that had to leave during this great recession. So we're having a lot of calls, not the Chamber of Commerce. We're having a lot of calls asking about jobs and resourcing and may we move back and what's the housing market like. And I think across the board, at least my experience, has been and now going on that the foreclosures are absorbing. And the other thing that's happening, and I've always smiled at residential builders, they say, will we have enough housing? You turn a Lewis Homes loose to build houses and they grow like weeds. They have a housing project up in just months. And right now across the board, we're being visited by the larger housing development groups, and they're buying up the super pads or the potential properties, and we will see the housing growth over 24 months. Well, with Switch, you know, we've talked about them, we've talked about the Tesla effect, and the job growth, well, it's going to come in incrementally. It's not going to start in one. If you look, for example, at Tesla, we have one portion of a building. They're going to, five more portions will be built. They'll absorb that, they'll employ that, all the services, et cetera, and then in another year, we'll get another bump, and in another year, we'll get another bump. So it's going to be a progression that'll be manageable. I know there's been a certain amount of concern and hand-wringing and how are we and what in the world can we do. We have time. It's not like we don't know that it's coming, and we have time to reinvent ourselves a bit. That's what we've got to do.
Okay, let's take a break while we reinvent ourselves and make some money. We'll be right back after this.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman of the Tahkarino Industrial Center. You must have been excited to hear the news that Tesla is doing more than just car batteries out of the site. They're looking at home batteries now. And it seems like, you know, because people had concerns that maybe their electric car battery and their electric car sales wouldn't match up to where you needed them to go. But now they're expanding into all these other areas.
I've always believed, Sam, and this is, I'm not a spokesman for Tesla in any way, shape, or form. But I have believed from the very beginning, as I watched the dynamics come together in this transaction, the land and the growth. I mean, I think I've told you the story, and we probably have time here on the show, but they, when they first got here, they just wanted 100 acres. Then they wanted 300 acres. And then they got acquainted with us, and they saw some opportunities, and they decided they wanted 500 acres, and we had to move them. And so then they got into 500 acres, and they thought, well, what our plans are growing now is we need 1,000 acres. And that was the progression that they followed. They're building, and their prospects and the programs that they're implementing today are following that same transition. And I believe that their ideas have been growing, but literally they have enough property out there today that they own in fee closed to build two of those buildings. And I believe there may already be one on the drawing board. And so to think that it's only just batteries, you know, I think we wouldn't be really using a lot of common sense.
That's a pretty exciting statement. Let's talk about Switch. I was out at the park with you a few days ago. We got some video here. They've got 1,000 acres. There's maybe 50 to 100 earth movers moving dramatically. But you have some concerns about a bill that's going through. SB 170.
I have serious concerns. And I absolutely, Rob Roy is probably one of the most exciting individuals, and Adam Kramer has been doing a lot of work for Switch. And of course, you know they're in Nevada today. As a co-location, they're the leading industry in data storage in the world. They're the leading industry. And they would like very much to stay in Nevada, and I'm praying that that happens. But and I'm cautiously optimistic, but we're waiting on the legislature. And I'm going to tell you, SB 170 has got to pass. And why it's taken this long to go where it is, I'm not political, and I'm now down here living every day, but I'm on the front line of all of these users. And if you use data storage as an industry, and it is phenomenal for our educational programs. It's phenomenal for the new dynamics that are going to have to take place as our students grow, especially in the technology fields. And Rob Roy has proven himself with Nevada, UNLV, for example, and what he's doing right now with UNR. Rob Roy is passionate about education and all of the things that the students need. That Switch, if we lose Switch, if Switch has to leave and go to a neighboring state, there's going to be a dramatic impact and loss that folks should cry over, and they're not even going to know what they lost. But if Switch goes, they're going to take an entire industry with them.
Okay, but explain, what is the basis of SB 170? And I know it's out of the Senate and it's in the Assembly now in taxation.
Well, we'd have to drill down, and how would I do it in five words or less? SB 170 is an incentive package that allows us to be competitive with our neighboring states. Right now, Arizona is one of the best choices for data storage. And we're talking about power, we're talking about access, we're talking about incentive packages. And that would be, for example, and there's Texas is interested, and New Mexico and California would die for it. And right now, Nevada's in the catbird seat. We have, Switch is here. They're big in Las Vegas. They are committed to Northern Nevada, and you and I can go look at what they're doing. But if SB 170 doesn't go together, Switch will have to leave. They'll have to leave to be competitive in that industry, and they're the largest in the world. And so we were kind of worried because Apple didn't build their expansion here. Well, Washoe County should be worried about that. They've got Apple out there, and the expansion didn't come. We know that Microsoft, highly probable, we know they're going to Arizona, and they were going to take a serious look at us. So we must align ourselves to be competitive with our neighbors, or we're going to lose the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today, in my opinion.
And does this only affect the data storage companies, or are there other industries that...
SB 170 generally organizes the incentives so that other companies... Let me see how I say this. If Switch is a data storage, and if one of their buildings has five different companies, the five different companies need to have the incentives to locate with Switch in Northern Nevada, don't they? Because if they're not competitive, then why wouldn't that same company locate in a neighboring state? Well, they would. They're going to go where it's economically competitive to go. We don't have to be the absolute best, but we have to be competitive. And we have to be competitive on two levels, and there's actually two conversations here. Our power resources need to step to the plate, and we must take a look at how we model our power and its transmission and delivery systems. And then we have to look at SB 170. And those are the steps that must take place. And what have we got left in the session? 2 weeks?
Yeah, just about.
We're out of time. And SB 170, I believe, was... there's an exception to the bills that are going through.
An exemption.
Exemption. And so with the exemption process underway, we only have it to lose. The folks that are looking at it right now, if that does not go forward, we're going to lose not just the business to Northern Nevada, but for every single county in Nevada, we're going to lose a leading edge dynamic industry.
Do you think that Switch would pull out of Las Vegas to relocate as well?
Well, that's not mine to say. I don't sit on their board. But if I understand that our competitive position is what it is or it isn't, then we better look at that. If I were sitting in any chair, I would look at that, because why wouldn't you do it? If you're standing to lose that much business because you're non-competitive with your neighboring state, I can't make it dramatic enough. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat right now because I'm terribly concerned about what might happen with Switch.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. We will all keep our fingers crossed, because obviously we don't want to lose this business.
No.
Thank you so much for being here, as always.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
We moved into our house about 10 years ago. We love it.
But now, we're ready to freshen it up. Any suggestions, Paige?
That's easy. Nothing gives you that new house feeling like new flooring.
During our Memorial Day sale, it's easy to find the perfect floor for your home. Choose from over 3 million square feet of in-stock carpet, laminate, hardwood, and tile. Plus, take advantage of our $39 carpet labor sale. Install laminate in one room for as little as $299. R.C. Willey, your home, your way.
Want fast and affordable internet? Switch to AT&T U-verse high-speed internet. Choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less. Their best prices ever.
Hi.
What?
$29.95?
Mm-hmm. That can't be right.
That does seem low.
It's right. Trust me.
Call now to choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less for 12 months with qualifying service and a one-year price guarantee.
For just $29.95 a month or less, you can connect all your Wi-Fi devices at home and save on mobile data usage, all while using reliable, high-speed internet that works when and how you want it.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, they're talking.
$29.95.
$29.95.
I spend more on coffee every month.
Right? Okay. That's exactly what I said.
Call now to choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less for 12 months with qualifying service and a one-year price guarantee.
Call an AT&T expert to switch today.
You guys are switching right now, aren't you?
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel here. Susan Fisher is here with McDonald Carano, and Benjamin Griffith is with Capital Partners. Pleasure to have you both here.
Thank you.
What were your thoughts on what Lance Gilman was saying here at the end about SB 170 and the potential for loss, at least in northern Nevada, of Switch's billion-dollar investment?
Well, number one, I think the bill is going to go through. I don't think there's much doubt about that. There's always a little bit of doubt, but I think the bill is pretty safe. It just passed out of assembly taxation on the 7th, and it'll go. I don't know that it's got to go to Ways and Means. It probably would do a brief run through there and then over to the assembly for the full assembly for vote, but I don't think that they'll pull out of Las Vegas. Would it have an impact in northern Nevada? Sure, absolutely, if the bill doesn't pass, but I just don't see it not passing.
And one of the other things that's connected to Switch's move to northern Nevada is this loop that they had talked about building from Las Vegas to Reno over to San Francisco, back to Los Angeles, and back to Las Vegas. That would be an incredible loss.
Absolutely. I mean, if anybody's talking about, you know, not helping out Switch right now, I think it would just be an economical disaster for especially northern Nevada. And you never know just how safe Vegas is right now with the energy policies that they're working with down here at the legislature. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about
one other thing in there, Sam, with Switch and the importance of it and the fiber connectivity, it's so important also to our national security because of Nellis Air Force Base, Creech Air Force Base, and then there's also the rural hospital project, and we've got some federal funds to assist with that and connecting all the rural hospitals up throughout the state. This is absolutely critical, and that will also provide redundancy back into Switch and redundancy for the Air Force Base up through Nye County. And this is critical for Nevada, but it's also critical for our national security. And we want to be the hub that's helping protect our nation.
To say the least. We had the speaker on the program yesterday. He was talking about the fact that he didn't think that we were going to see the business license fees or the gross receipts, I should say, portion of the taxes going through. What's the latest you're hearing in the hallways?
Well, I'm still hearing that there's going to be a bit of a hybrid. It looks like perhaps now with the business license fee, it's going to stay at about the same rates, which were fairly high, but the threshold is going to be raised significantly. Rather than kicking in at about $250,000 revenue on businesses, now it won't kick in until about $3.5 million in revenue. There will also be a cap at the higher end, but it's going to be a way higher end. I don't know what that cap is going to be yet. There will be some sort of a relationship between the MBT, the modified business tax, and the business license fee where it's a 50 cent on the dollar credit back somehow in there. And then also on the modified business tax, where they had talked before about perhaps eliminating the credit for the insurance premiums that an employer pays for the employees, now it looks like that's probably going to stay in. And I think that's a good thing. Don't punish them for providing that.
And what are you hearing about cigarette taxes?
Well, it looks like cigarette taxes are going to be, they're trying to increase them. It went up from 40 cents to an additional 60, so it would be $1.80 an additional pack per pack of cigarettes.
You know, it's astonishing. If you're a smoker, and there are still plenty of smokers out there,
sure.
What you're paying to be a smoker is a lot of money.
I think that the calculations are for every cent raised, it raises $50 million, or is it $100 million?
For every penny, I believe it's $1
million. $1
million,
yeah. Okay. I don't know, but do people go then and buy across the border? Prim's pretty close, Shoshone's pretty close. Are we driving that market out? Now, I'm not in favor of smoking, and I know there's a high social cost to that, but
It's part of our tax base.
It's part of our tax base, yeah.
Just quickly, we've got about a minute left here. Las Vegas Sun reporting that the PUC's legal brief opposes Switch's plan to leave NV Energy.
Now that's, they worded it unfortunately, the newspaper did. Sorry to the media folks out there, but the legal brief, it's, this is not the PUC commissioner's decision. This is a staff opinion that will then go to the PUC. I think that the timing of this is very unfortunate, given things that are going on at the legislature right now. So now what's probably going to happen, if they're seeing this, somebody's going to shove a bill through to allow this to happen. So the fun and games are really going to start with regard to that now.
You have thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks coming up.
To say the least. Do you see any difference in the way that we're heading towards the end of the session here? And do you think that we're going to be done on time?
I think we will be done on time. I think we will be done. I think we will have maybe one special session shortly after this, and I think there will probably be another one or two special sessions later in the year, several months down the road. I think with the makeup of both houses and the governor's office, this is an opportunity where they can get more things done very quickly, and there may be some additional special sessions.
And that's where we have to leave it. Yeah. Thank you both very much. We'll be right back on About the Newsmakers after this timeout.
Injured in the Carson City area? Take the first step. I'm Charlie Kilpatrick, and I know that free is a very good price.
That's why we offer a free consultation to anyone who's been injured in an auto accident. We are your local personal injury attorneys.
The 14th annual Run Amucca is a weekend full of non-stop biker fun, and this year will be hotter than ever. Free concerts every night, plus a biker show, poker run, burnouts, and of course the traditional burning bike. Don't miss out on the bike raffle to win a beautiful brand new 2015 Harley-Davidson Road King. Tickets are only $20 and available at multiple locations. That's May 22nd through the 24th. It's the 14th annual Run Amucca. See you there.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
My family's been providing senior care in Nevada for over 40 years.
We built the Arbors because we saw a need for quality care, specifically for those with Alzheimer's or other memory impairments. The Arbors is safe, comfortable, and homey, with plenty of indoor and outdoor space. We promote independence and offer physical, social, and mental activities for all of our residents. Memory care, it's all we do, and that's why we do it so well.
Injured in an accident, don't have health insurance, can't afford the copays? We see this with almost every client. We can get them the medical attention immediately.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Join us all next week as we continue our coverage from Carson City. We'll see you then.